This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And on the line this morning, we have a former MUT student, Usimpiwe Koniwa, who is going to be sharing with us how men get affected by gender-based violence. Most of the times, we usually speak about women when it comes to gender-based violence. But today, he's going to be talking about when it comes to men, gender-based violence against men. Good morning, Usimpiwe, and welcome to MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, MUT Radio and listeners. How are you?
We're good. And how are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah, over to you, Usimpiwe.
Okay, no, thank you so much for the invite. In fact, you called me off when I was given this topic. I said no, because it's something that happens in our society. There is no need for one to even procrastinate. I'm just glad and need to give head up to MET Radio for thinking and deciding on engaging on such a topic, because it's always overlooked. It's true, indeed, men also face abuse, not just emotional abuse, because of gender-based violence. Unfortunately, people narrow it to only women. But when we speak of gender, gender doesn't take sides. It's both men and women, but the focus is more on women, because women are able to speak up and be listened by the society. But unfortunately, men can't speak up, because if men start speaking up, they will be called all sorts of names. Mm. They will be called amadoda awiki, yo. Because even if I'm having an argument with my partner, and my partner uyaqala uyangikhomba, uyangiphusha, uthi vele awuyona indodo zongenzani. You understand? Because women also use the power that they have, because they know that first of all they have the support with society. Second of all, the justice system, it has their full support. So benza noma yini ngisho sometimes singaba ne argument kwi process ye argument I don't just only face the physical abuse but uyangiphusha uyangidonsa also verbal abuse because the moment she insults me and called me less of man nokuthi ngeke ngimenze lutho vele but that emotionally affects me yabona ke manje ukuthi within a short space of time sengibhekane ne abuse so 3 it's physical abuse, it's verbal abuse, and it's also emotional abuse.
True.
But it's unfortunate that I can't do anything. The best thing I can do is to walk away. And when I walk away, Uthi, you are running away from challenges. Why don't you face problems? Uphuma kwami, hayi ngoba ngisuke ngibalekela yena. Obviously, I think it's a habit. Because I respect myself enough as a man. And I do understand the level of gender-based violence when it comes to women. And again, into men, to maintain my emotions army and to enforce self-control. I have to walk away. But me walking away, again, futhi, by me finding justice in walking away, you're running away from problems, solution. So indeed, men do face abuse. And I agree, women go to an extent of ukuthi as a indoda ehlise. You understand? That is so abuse because, okay, there is nothing wrong per se if sizibuka ngokwesintu kwabantu abashadile abazolungisana. Yabo, because it's wrong ngokwesintu into yakho uma uyithanda uyayilungisa. Because you can't isolate your partner wakho from a society. Uphila ku society ziningi izinto ezikhona. So umuzi wakho uyawukhondisa, but women tend to misuse le nto le at a wrong stage and phase. Umfana umdlisi, uma usumdlisile sefokase kuwena, mase uyaqala wena, usumbona njengesicefe, uyaqala wena. You see other people abangcono. Usuyaqala ke manje awusamnika isikhathi sakho, usuyaqala you cheating, going all around, usuyahlanya manje, yabo, because ifocus yakhe ikuwena, akasamqabanga omunye umuntu, you understand? So appointed by, because one did research on our causes, we once had a conference in abafowethu, enganyana for men's conference. We sat down, sabona ukuthi one of our causes of abafowethu ukuthi ibulala. Statistically, men commit more suicide than women. We discovered ukuthi abantu besifazane bayawadlisa amadoda. Mase bewadlisile, mase seqala umfana esefaka inzipho, intombazane yaqala ithi hayi ngeke usenesidina manje lo, isiyaqala ibona abanye abangcono, you understand? So umfana mase sethola lokho ukuthi hey, lo muntu lona bese sengifake i-focus kangaka, lo muntu lo oyiphakade lami akasekho kumina, the best option ukuthi ngiyibulale. Yabo, and in most cases, they end up also killing their partners.
Yeah.
So this thing of gender-based violence, especially when it comes to men, it is very broad because we don't have relevant platforms or which is called what address. Because even when you go to a police station, the first thing you understand? That alone, self-esteem, So we really need our platform there, but we'll sit down and discuss gender-based violence, especially when it comes to men. But just for that, men are not my in because they know their powers. Umuntu uzofika emoshele, ne? Because obviously when you are genuine and you are good to them, when you take a decision to pull out of that relationship, they will threaten you. They will even do what we call cyberbullying. Thereby they will go on social media and speak wrong and false things about you. You understand?
Yeah.
Because they even go to that extent, knowing exactly what they will have it back up from the society. And then when, as in daughter, you will end up losing the credibility because of the false information. That is also abuse, you understand? So there's so many forms of abuses. But unfortunately, we don't have the relevant platform to address the abuses. And the abandoned Fazani, they always have an upper hand. They always have a support from the society. Let us try now to at least acknowledge the term gender and not just narrow it only on one gender, but also on both genders, both men and both women.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Simpiwe. Where can people find you on the socials?
My personal account, it's Simpiwe Babs Koniwe on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Babs is spelled as B-H-A-B-S, and then Koniwe is G-O-N-I-W-E. Simpiwe Babs Koniwe. On Instagram, I am Babs_MC, and again on Twitter, Babs_MC.
Thank you so much, Babs, for this. I'm sure our listeners at home heard that and will be more supportive towards men when it comes to gender-based violence.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you should just be in mind because I think the main core pillars is to just highlight the form of abuses men face. It's physical violence. It's emotional abuse. It's verbal abuse. Even sexual abuse. Even sexual abuse. That is one thing that I forgot. Because me now having glimpses in cartel, you understand?
Yeah.
I just want to rest. Obviously, Mutuami wants us to be to engage in sexual intercourse with based on some can at least rest kangane, mangvogans of Vugala Gwen. I will get all sorts of insults, Uto, Sutolo Mono, or should Konumutra Gunai, or should Susuki, should Sawani Lisi, you understand?
Yeah.
That alone is a sexual abuse. Because in the cinema, you're saying, hey, okay, it's under some, as much as in cartel, but hey, let us have the round, nothing that was within the rest. You understand?
Yeah.
I will end up engaging in sexual intercourse with a bang at hand. You understand?
Yeah.
But that won't consider it as a rape. But if Mina, Umumbam and Kalana, exactly, if it was that the other way around, she can even lodge because the moment Mutasfazani eti no, unfortunately, that is regarded as rape, you understand?
Yeah.
But when the same thing happens to indoctor, that can never be regarded as sexual abuse, you understand? Unaloko, ubewa, wongababa, natsi, waishu, skona, na usu, tola, kona. On, you understand?
Yeah.
So it's so many injustice things that are happening within our society. Unfortunately, we can't speak out because it's window defender power. You understand? Hence,
yeah,
we have such level of amateur who commit suicide because they bottle things inside. They can't speak up because they don't have the support from the society. They are labeled all sorts of names if they start speaking up. You understand? So there are a lot of abuses as begun now, you know, my daughter. Another abuse as begun now is the cyberbullying. Discovered ukuthi intombazane bethandana naye was cheating. So my sister looks into Mazani naye was cheating, tukutuku into Mazani sithini mates. My sister umfana, no, I'm not king, I'm in a meter work. I'm willing to support the baby. I'm not going to get to take care of your cravings. Because you are not sleeping with me alone. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And seemingly, Lomfana, mina bengiyikhwapha lomfana ngathi ubukeka ngathi ebeku straight. So ngiyabuza ukuthi umithi, and I acknowledge that, but for me ukuthi ngigculiseke ukuthi ngane yami after what I found out. Let us do a paternity test. Intombazana ayikufuni lokho. Yenza nje intombazana yathatha isithombe sayo ke umfana yamfaka kule this house. Yathi usibani bani bani ungibithisile kanjena kanjena, akafuni ukondla ingane, akafuni ukungikhiphela imali ngoklinika nananananan. Yabo, amantombazana afika kuwo lo mfana ambiza ngawo wonke amagama lawo. First of all, the reputation yomfana isidentekile. Second of all, his character has been deformed by information akhona futhi engekho substantial. Umfana yasho ukuthi I don't have a problem ngokondla ingane, but I can't commit myself kwinto engingayithembi because uyazi ukuthi ngibambe wenzani, you understand? Mm. But unfortunately, umfana ugcine eseba abused and the reputation yakhe is at stake because of umuntu wesifazane oyicabangela yena yedwa owaziyo vele ukuthi when I go out on social media and say anything ngisho engekho ngayo lo mfana lona, they won't even look at the cause ukuthi kahle kahle ngabe njalo yileyo nto, kunalokho bazovele bemnike full support.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.